Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A brief glimmer of hope to break the deadlock between IALPA pilots and Aer Lingus over a pay dispute was snuffed out yesterday afternoon when talks broke down between the parties. A brief glimmer of hope to break the deadlock between IALPA pilots was short while it was there. And this morning, the dispute committee of the trade union FORSA was meeting to decide whether to give the go-ahead for further work stoppages over the coming days. With over 270 flights cancelled already, Aer Lingus confirmed they're currently assessing more cancellations on the 3rd, the 4th and the 5th of July. Well, I'm joined now by Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Colm. How are you? Here we are still.
Yeah, well, whatever about work stoppages, it's certainly you're active yourself on the airwaves. We'll hear the outcome of that FORSA meeting later today, considering a further strike, and I expect you'll be on tenterhooks waiting for that. But what have you been hearing from either side, if anything, and what have you been doing to mitigate the impact of this industrial action on your customers?
Okay, well, firstly, Colm, as you can imagine, we are bitterly disappointed at the breakdown of the talks between Aer Lingus and IALPA, and we are calling on IALPA to suspend their strike or their work to rule rather than escalate it. The Labour Court have asked them not to escalate it, and we're calling on them to heed that. And we're asking all of the parties, we're appealing to them, the Aer Lingus, all of the pilots themselves, the unions, all of them, to think about the customers and to get back in that room, because we know this dispute will be resolved sooner or later, and it's up to them to do it sooner. Now, word from around the country, from ITA travel agents around the country, is that so far they have managed to rebook most of their customers. They rerouted them. We've been working really hard since last Thursday, Friday, to try and get people back to where they need to be on their holidays. So we have them routed via all sorts of different airlines. In some cases, people are taking two or three flights where they should have had to take one. So far, that's under control. But if we're facing into an indefinite period of work to rule, obviously the effects of this are going to be cumulative. And a lot of people who have already been impacted with their outward flight are now facing the same disarray for their return.
Right. And are other airlines putting on extra flights out of Dublin to continental hubs on the basis that there is money to be made with short notice bookings out of Dublin?
Not that I'm aware of, no, but we are picking up whatever availability there is there to, you know, seat, two seats here and three seats there, putting people on any available space there is. Other airlines are definitely benefiting. I mean, you know, people are rebooking with whatever other airlines they can, and we're getting them on those flights. As I say, using all of our reservation systems, the worldwide reservation systems that we have at our disposal, and all of the .com sites, to try and get people where they need to go. I mean, people want to go on their holidays. We're facing into the ruination of family holidays if this goes on. It is just awful for people.
And those extra seats that Aer Lingus said they'd made an effort to free up by cancelling pilot perks, how many extra seats do you know did that put into the system, if any? Are we talking about negligible amounts?
I think it's more that the fact that they cancelled flights, that they had the flexibility to make sure that they could actually operate the flights which aren't cancelled, the 80% of flights which aren't cancelled. And we've seen so far that that has been successful, that those flights that are operating are actually operating. And what we feared earlier on in the week, that some of the cancellations would happen at the gate, so far that hasn't happened. So people who have their flights operating, they're going, they're getting there, they're getting on board and they're getting away on their holidays, which is good news for our customers.
Right. And to what degree has the talk of a further strike action affected your ability to plan ahead and try and make contingency plans for people who may be already abroad and trying to plan to get home?
Yeah, I mean, we are in close contact with all of our customers. All of our ITA member agents around the country are in close contact with all of their customers. We can't actually make a new booking until we know what has happened, but we know what new cancellations are facing. I know Aer Lingus are looking at possibly cancelling more flights Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. So we're waiting to see what happens with that. But also, I mean, if the union decides that they're going to call a longer strike, which has been talked about, then that is actually going to be catastrophic for of people. We've seen the devastation that was wreaked on people for this Saturday when all of those holiday flights were cancelled. Now, as I say, by and large, people have been reaccommodated, but they've had to go out maybe a day or two earlier. I know the cruise companies also have been working really hard to try and accommodate people and get them there, so that because the cruise ship won't wait. So the airlines are we're working very closely with the airlines and the cruise companies to get those people out in general a day earlier. But as I say, if it's going to happen all over again, we're going to have to face into doing all of that work all over again. We are calling on the new Minister for Transport, James Lawless. He was only appointed last night. We do understand that. But we are calling on him to try and persuade both parties to sit down together. And we will be seeking a meeting with him at the earliest opportunity.
All right. And what are your members reporting back to you in terms of what they're hearing from families who are either preparing to go abroad or indeed who are abroad and have concerns?
Yeah, I mean, it's the stress and worry, Colm, that's really, you know, taking its toll on people. What should be a really happy time of the year when people are, you know, putting their stuff in their bags and getting themselves ready, packing their sun hats and their sun lotion and going off. This should be, everything should be looking good for people. And instead of that, they're worrying, will we be able to go and will we be able to come back? Now, a lot of people have said to us so far, look, just get me out there and I'll worry about coming back later. And we're working with them on that. Some people have decided to cancel completely their original plans and rebook in a few weeks' time in on other package holidays, which are still available later on in the year at really good prices. So some people are switching destination so that they can travel with a different airline. And that's, once people get on their holiday, they're happy to do that.
All right. But you're talking about, you know, cancelling. What is your advice to people if they have the means, first of all, to you know, book an alternative date, and if that tallies with the timetable of their family? But in terms of cancellation or not travelling on the original holiday they plan to go on, how do they protect themselves best as consumers as they go about that?
I think the best thing to do is to contact their local ITA travel agent, who has all that knowledge and will be able to weigh up the options for them and give them ideas. OK, if you do this, you know, this is what you can have. If you cancel this, this is the refund. This is what's going to happen. So there's a lot of different ways to sort this out from a logistical point of view for the families involved and the people travelling. So I would advise people to contact their local travel agent. This is what we do. We've been working on disruptions for years, doing various different disruptions over the years. So this is where, you know, you can really use the expertise and the knowledge of your local ITA travel agent, who will help you.
Do you think there'll be any longer term impact of, you know, tour companies looking at Aer Lingus flights to get customers in and out of Ireland? Or is industrial action, like we see with air traffic controllers in France and the like, just priced into people's planning as something that may just go wrong?
No, I don't think so. And I mean, we've already seen the impact for Aer Lingus in that IAG have already redeployed two aircraft which were meant for Aer Lingus, and they've gone to Iberia. And the fear is that IAG will look at Aer Lingus and say, well, we're not going to invest any more money in Aer Lingus because we don't know what's going to happen. And that will be desperate, because for Ireland as a country, for our connectivity, because we want to get people out there. We need to have the connectivity for business as well as holidays and for the incoming tourism. I mean, if this escalates and the transatlantic flights are hit, that will really affect the incoming tourism market into Ireland. And the hotels, restaurants all around the country are already trying to recover, as the travel agency sector is trying to recover from the pandemic years. And if this happens, if there's more flights cancelled, it will definitely affect business.
OK, thanks very much to Claire Dunn, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Now, are Irish workers significantly less productive than their European counterparts? That's what a new study claims. We'll debate why.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.